Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
A Casper businessman posted a six-figure bail Tuesday, days after the Wyoming Supreme Court's reversal of his sexual assault conviction. The check, issued to Natrona County District Court, cleared the way for Tony Searcy, 57, to be released from a Newcastle prison camp where he had been serving a 6 to 8 year prison term on a third-degree sexual assault conviction. The conviction was reversed by the state's appellate court. In its written opinion, the Wyoming Supreme Court ruled that jurors who convicted Searcy were not properly instructed on law governing the crime. On Monday, Searcy's lawyers filed an emergency request to Natrona County District Court Judge Daniel Forgy for a new requirement. In the filing, defense lawyers stated that prosecutors had not responded to their request for a setting allowing for Searcy's release. The next day, Searcy's defense team stated District Attorney Dan Itzen said he was unopposed to Searcy's release on $100,000 bail, which matches the amount he posted before the now reversed conviction. Forgy the same day set the requested bond condition and a representative for Searcy with the court's clerk. If the case goes to trial again, it will be Searcy's third time facing a jury on the same charge. Prosecutors are weighing their options. Wyoming is one of the four most dangerous states in the U.S. based on drunken driving prominence. According to data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Montana is ranked at the top for the most drunken driving issues statewide based on arrests, prevalence, and fatalities, followed by South and North Dakota. Wyoming ranked fourth for drunken driving issues, but had the second highest fatality rate in the U.S. with nearly six deaths per 100,000 people.
Football players without shoulder pads and helmets are like you in a vehicle without your seatbelt. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Safety equipment is important on the football field as well as every time you climb behind the wheel of your vehicle. Safety equipment helps prevent serious injuries in football. The big hits delivered on you during a crash will be minimized when you wear your seatbelt. We want you to be safe. Buckle up for your family every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
While the sun may be shining here in Powell, the southeast corner of the state is getting rocked by a powerful winter storm. Strong winds and blowing snows are causing travel issues on Interstates 8 and 25. As of 9 a.m. yesterday, Interstate 80 was closed between Queeley Dome and Walcott Junction. Also, the road was closed to light, high-profile vehicles from Cheyenne to Laramie with an extreme blowover risk warning in place. As of 9 a.m., the estimated opening time for closed portions of I-80 was 8 to 10 hours. Interstate 25, meanwhile, was closed to light, high-profile vehicles from the Colorado state border to Wheatland. Extreme blowover risk warnings were also in effect. Officials with YDOT urge motorists to always check conditions before you leave and to have a properly operating vehicle with a winter travel emergency kit inside. Investigators are looking into a possible poaching incident after someone found a deer without its head wrapped in black plastic along Ski Hill Road in Alta. Jackson Game Warden Kyle Lash responded December 16th and performed a necropsy on the mule deer, but it was too decomposed to take any samples for disease testing. Lash didn't find any bullet holes on the animal during the examination, but the animal's entire head was missing. He says there's a chance the animal could have died naturally on someone's private property, and they decided to keep the head and dispose of the carcass elsewhere.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.